News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Resumption of mining activities at the Allpart Bauxite Alumina plant in Nain, St. Elizabeth, which was scheduled for January, will begin in the first quarter of the 2015-2016 fiscal year. Governor-General Sir Patrick Allen made the announcement while delivering the throne speech in Parliament Thursday.
Given the critical role of the mining and energy sectors to our economy, the agreement with UC Rusa to restart Allpart is timely. Full reopening of the plant at Nain is slated for the second quarter of 2017.
The Governor General says renovation and upgrading of Allpart's port and rail system will take place in the second quarter of 2015. The recommissioning of Allpart, including the refinery, port, mines and other facilities, is expected to generate some 1,200 jobs in various capacities. The Jamaica Public Service Company, JPS, is to refund over $973 million to customers. This following instructions from the Office of Utilities Regulation, the OUR. The sum was imposed as foreign exchange adjustments on fuel supplied by Petrojam Limited from March to December 2013 without any approval from the OUR. Public education specialist at the OUR, Elizabeth Bennett Marsh, says the directive, which took effect Monday, February 16, was issued following consultations with the JPS.
The JPS has been directed to submit within 7 days from the effective date of the directive details of how it proposes to make the repayment, including the start date by which the refund will be made to customers. Customers are to be fully refunded within 6 months of the effective date of the directive.
The OUR says it will continue to be vigilant in safeguarding the interests of consumers while ensuring an equitable environment for investors in Jamaica's utility services. The Grange Hill Health Center in Westmoreland is to be renovated at a cost of $20 million. The six-month project, to be financed by the National Health Fund, NHF, will include expansion of the dental clinic, examination areas, and public and staff sanitary facilities. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says this will be done under phase one of the renovation works.
We have taken a decision that it will be done in two phases. The second phase will cover the fencing and other incidentals. I'm very happy that today we can look and we can take a decision. It's not a promise. We are taking a decision to move with alacrity to get this done.
The project is part of government's primary healthcare renewal program aimed at improving healthcare delivery at the community level. 114 primary schools island-wide will see improvements to their bathroom facilities. This as the government looks to replace pit latrine systems with flush toilets under the primary school sanitization project. The $100 million initiative is supported by Food for the Poor and the Jamaica National Foundation. Under the project, Food for the Poor will construct sanitary blocks at each school with water harvesting facilities, toilets and urinals. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the project is part of a wider plan to improve the quality of education in Jamaica.
Quality has to do with the whole infrastructure and the whole attitude and ambience of the school. And that's why what we're doing here, moving from a pit latrine system to a flush sanitary system, is so important.
Phase one of the project will target 50 schools over the next 3 months. And Tax Administration Jamaica TAJ is advising that the 10% penalty will be applied to late payments for the 2014-2015 property tax assessments on March 1, 2015. Communications Officer at the TAJ, Leighton Beckles, says property owners who are not sure how much tax is owed can check using the Property Tax Query online service. Persons may pay their property tax at any of the 29 tax offices island-wide or via the electronic drop boxes located in select main tax offices. Those are some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
GIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the GIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. GIS, the voice of Jamaica.